little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
You very kindly agreed to come in to talk about your pain experience, and hopefully your experiences will be able to help other people to make some informed decisions about how they manage their pain.
Yes.
Usefully, you have experience, usefully for my purposes and the purposes of our listening audience, you have experiences of several different types of pain.
Yes.
And also you've got extensive experience of different methods of looking at how we manage your pain.
Yeah.
And you've just recently been referred to the Chronic Pain Management Service.
That's right.
And they've been starting to look with you at ways of improving your pain control.
Yes.
And you've also taken some very positive steps to stop treatments that haven't been helpful in the past.
Definitely.
So it would be really powerful if I can just summarise for the listening public where things are at with that pain clinic referral in the first instance. So, letter from a consultant in pain management. This gentleman has been referred back to the pain service by his GP for consideration of self-management strategies. He's been under the pain clinic around 2012 to 13 for chronic neck pain with radiculopathy symptoms going down his left arm. And that means pain related to a trapped nerve in the neck going down the arm. And some ill-defined generalized pain problems. These chronic pain issues have remained the same, and if at all, he finds them worse than before. He also describes generalized arthritis pain, particularly worse in his weight-bearing lower limb joints. He was diagnosed with fibromyalgia at some point of time in addition to this. He's been through various injection interventions with spinal surgeons. He's had surgery for his left shoulder joint and has had a trial of various opioid-based analgesics and adjuvant analgesics. Okay, I think at this point it'd be helpful perhaps to get a flavour of how you feel things are at the moment.
Compared to, I would say, even a year ago, I know for a fact I've gotten worse. The pain I used to get down and the numbness used to get down my left arm was only concentrated really in my thumb, where now it's the right side and it's the whole of my arm.
Yeah.
It's the whole of, like, the shoulder area and down the arm.
Yeah.
So that for me is the thing that's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Even in the last year, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, from what I already know about you, David, we know that you have a combination of diagnoses. You have osteoarthritis that affects your neck and also your spine.
Yeah.
It also affects your knees and your hips. And that's something, and also in your feet as well.
My feet, yeah.
So you have widespread pain, and it's been a problem for many years, if not decades.
Many years.
And every now and then, you also get a tendency for a nerve to get trapped, and your pain experience is much worse when that happens.
Yeah.
And you find that you get either a burning pain or an electric shock type pain that goes down often your arm, but sometimes elsewhere as well. Is that right?
It's like the sciatic region.
Yeah. So you also get that going down your leg on occasions as well.
You can feel it nip.
Yeah. At the moment, your experience is largely neck pain that's predominant.
Yes.
Yeah, but also you've got pain going down your right arm. Can I check, do you have any weakness linked with that at all?
No.
No.
But it makes me want to shake my arm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a horrible sensation. It feels like it's going to go to sleep.
Yeah. Do you actually have times when you can't feel it at all?
Not to the extent where I cannot feel it, but the sensation's less.
And that seems to originate with a severe pain in your neck from what we've discussed before.
Definitely.
And we've already checked to make sure that you don't have significant symptoms suggesting carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yes.
And we checked for that, and that was negative.
I actually got the things for it because that's what I thought it was.
So the nerve conduction studies did not confirm carpal tunnel compression in your wrist.
Yeah.
So it seems to be coming from your neck. Okay. You've had a whole swathe of different types of treatment.
Yes.
And what I'd like to try and do is to take other people through the options of what might work for them, and then to use your experience to see if we can help colour people's decisions,
yeah.
if that's okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go on to realgeneralpractice.org. We're going to go to the patient resources, and with those patient resources, I'm going to encourage users and listeners to type in the word pain. And when they type in the word pain, they'll come up with a bunch of resources. So the title of each of those resources is on the left-hand side. That's the category. So there's a category which includes pain as a subject. And then there's a title that gives you a little bit more detail of what that particular resource is all about. And then the way to access those results themselves, these resources themselves, is to click on the far right of the page, and that will either take you to an audio recording where you can listen to me talking to another patient like yourself who has had a painful condition, where we share the pros and cons of what works yeah. for their type of pain, where the evidence is, and we try and take into account their thoughts, their preferences, and their values into how do we best try and manage their pain and deal with their problem yeah. together. Yeah. So I'd often encourage patients to listen to that resource and then check back in with their GP, either on the phone or face-to-face, and then make a further decision based on their understanding of what might work for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to highlight some of those particular resources for you. So we'll go through these in detail later, but if we go down to the bottom of that page, all of those pain resources are potentially helpful for you. The first one that I'm going to mention is osteoarthritis options for pain relief. We'll come to that in detail later on. There is a discussion with a patient, Brenda, who has chronic, so long-term low back pain,
yeah.
together with intermittent sciatica, so that
yes.
nerve pain that goes down the yes. leg. So Brenda had similar symptoms to yourself, and we went through with her
yeah.
what the pros and cons were for different types of treatment for her. There is an option grid for long-term and flare-up medications. So you can go through that, which is a link to an internet website where you'll see the pros and cons of different types of treatment that work mostly for short-term pain, but potentially for long-term pain as well.
Yes.
And then there's another option grid, which is accessed through another website, which is for people who have nerve-type pain. Now, nerve-type pain includes the experience that you've been having,
yeah.
which is where you get the electric shock or the burning sensation that goes down a limb. It's worthwhile just double-checking that there's nothing worrying going on like this, because you've had these symptoms off and on for a long time.
I've never had them in this arm before. Yeah. It's just started.
If I can just double-check, you've mentioned at the moment that you don't have any weakness. You've mentioned also that you don't have any persistent numbness. When it comes to pain like sciatica, it's worthwhile me double-checking that you've got no loss of control of your bladder, and you've got no loss of control, loss of sensation around your backside.
No, the only problem I have is the IBS.
Yeah.
It's not...
Yeah, which is a separate issue which yeah. we could cover yeah. at another time yeah. if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a shared option discussion with another patient that's recorded online there as well, that patients could listen to if they wanted to go through in detail. What's the evidence for what works for neuropathic pain?
Yeah.
And there's also a really useful online tool for comparing options. It's called the CTOP tool for comparing treatment options for neuropathic pain. So that nerve type pain is really powerful, that your doctor and you can go through it together
yeah.
and compare what would work, what's the upside of each different treatment option, how well might it work,
yeah.
what are the downsides? What are the side effects? What are the risks? Is there any risk of dependency?
Yeah.
Do these treatments stop working? All of these are major considerations yeah. when you're making a difficult decision like that. So these resources are designed to help you and your doctor make a shared decision together to find out what would work best for you and suit your particular circumstances. Yeah. And then right down at the very bottom, but it's also a really important thing, and this is something that the pain clinic are going to be working with you very closely on, is how do you live well with pain? And different people have different thresholds for pain, depending on whether they're worried that the pain might suggest something sinister or worrying going on, or whether there might be some other emotional problem going on in their lives which makes them more sensitive to pain. But there are tools available through that link on the right-hand side of that link saying Live Well With Pain website. If you go to that link, it will take you through some really powerful tools that can help you understand your pain a bit better and live better with that pain and tolerate it better.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go back initially to one tool that I'd... Have you got any questions at this stage about any of those resources?
I mean, some of the nerve pain medication that I'd had, like the gabapentin, it worked, but it just made me feel not so clever, if you know what I mean. Not right.
It's really helpful to have your experiences of what works and what doesn't work and what the pros and cons are, because that will help people cement it in their own minds about what they're willing to try. And I'll try and put experiences from more of my patients in when we talk about these things to help people make decisions. Because sometimes cold numbers don't mean enough to you. You want opinion. Yes. Sometimes you want to hear what other people's experience have been and whether these problems are real problems, because we'll record all the problems, but sometimes you need to bring that to life before you can make your decision, if that's okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.